from Ringler, this is Ringler Radio, a podcast where we keep you current on the latest news from the settlement industry, updates on nationwide litigation, trends in the legal and insurance industries, and everything in between. Ringler has been helping injured people and their families since 1975. So when it comes to objective settlement solutions, the consultants at Ringler are your go-to experts.
Welcome back to another episode of Ringler Radio. I'm your host, Matt Ross. When we talk about settlement planning, it's a broad term that attempts to encompass every element of every unique settlement. These solutions, though, may include life insurance, disability coverage, or long-term care insurance. Our guest today is Morgan Christensen, Vice President of Distribution of the Pinnacle Group. He joined me to discuss how our companies partner together to provide those customized comprehensive solutions. Let's listen in. Morgan Christensen, welcome to Ringler Radio. So great having you here today.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you taking the time on this lovely afternoon.
Yes, sir. All right. So let's start with a quick background on yourself and the relationship between Ringler and Pinnacle. I think it's good for our audience to understand how that is set up.
Yeah. So my name is Morgan Christensen, Vice President of Retirement Services here at the Pinnacle Group. I've been here from the initial beginning of the Pinnacle-Ringler partnership. Pinnacle, at its core, we are insurance planning advisors. We are working with various institutions, financial advisors, registered investment advisors in terms of the insurance planning landscape. Our whole core value is to create transparency and education around a lot of the archaic and not very transparent insurance world. And that's something that we've done. And we, instead of taking it to the individual consumer, we've actually worked with the, you know, major institutions and, you know, financial planning bodies at B and in the world that we serve. So what it's allowed is a really unique opportunity for us to educate and inform a lot of individuals around what's out there, what's relevant, how it works. And with the Ringler consultants, it's actually been a very fun and unique partnership because, you know, Ringler deals with a lot of unique areas in terms of the settlement planning space and allows us to try to put our best hats on in terms of how we can be creative in the world that we serve. So, Matt, that's a little background on us. I don't know if you want me to add or subtract anything there. But
no, that's perfect. No, appreciate that, Morgan. So, yeah, it's when we talk about, and the reason why you're on today is we always talk about being settlement planners. And settlement planners, it's a broad term because it involves a lot of different touch points and a lot of different potentials because each case is different. And like you mentioned, Pinnacle maybe focuses on the things that are not seen or insurance considerations that people don't necessarily naturally want to talk about. But it's an important consideration to have in that planning room when we're dealing with these settlements, because a lot of times people focus on just what's in front of them. I'm getting X amount of dollars, or I'm creating an income stream for X amount of time, and that's what I'm focused on. Well, there's also other considerations to have in those moments about your future. The whole point is we're trying to transition someone from this claim and this litigation sometimes, this litigious environment, and helping them move or financially move and transition and move on to their new season of life. But there's considerations with that. There's solutions that might need to be had, and no one else is going to talk to them about it ever probably in their life except in that conference or that settlement conference. So what are some of the products or solutions that Pinnacle can help provide folks that are in that situation?
Yeah, Matt, and that's I appreciate you connecting the dots there for our audience. And, you know, from a Pinnacle stance, you know, we support really, you know, four major pillars, right? It's going to be the life insurance, the annuity space, when it comes more retail, not so much structured settlement annuities, mm-hmm. but more the retail annuities, retirement plan annuities, long-term care and disability, right? And that's where we can come in. In addition to the financial planning background that we carry, look at the overall situation on behalf of the Ringler consultant and the families that we're working on in terms of the settlement plan to really identify, are there areas, gaps, things that need to be looked at, revisited in terms of the overall kind of status for that person for, you know, the future at hand, right? So that's where we come in. We work with every major carrier under the sun. So there's not a party or resource we don't have available. We've aligned our bench of very experienced, high-level intellectual capital when it comes to this world, right? So whether it's trust work, whether it's working on the business owner side, you know, as you would imagine, Matt, and you've seen this firsthand on the just your role, every single one of these situations is unique, right? And they all have to be looked at an individual scale. So we've wanted to equip our resources to be able to cater to those, because there is no one trick pony. There is no one size shoe, you know, one size shoe fits all, right? It is about the individual plan, the complexities of that individual, and what they're trying to accomplish and what's important for their families. And that's where we come in and help from beyond just the core settlement products, but a lot of that piece overall. And I hope that answers your question. I feel like I'm going on a little bit of a tangent here, Matt, but kicking it back over to you here on that piece.
No, it leads into kind of my next question here, because speaking of customization, a lot of times we actually use your services when something happens called constructive receipt. And a constructive receipt case is where basically the opportunity to structure their settlement has passed in the IRS's eyes. Okay. I won't go into the technical details, but essentially we can no longer do a structure. But there are other product solutions that can be similar to a structure, but they may not have every advantage, like tax-free returns. So in those situations, do you have an example that you can provide our audience around a potential constructive receipt case where Pinnacle has been able to help still provide a solution, albeit a little bit different than a structured settlement?
Certainly. Yeah. And that's where I'd say, you know, our phone rings the most when our, you know, the Ringler consultants have a constructive receipt case and they're trying to figure out what to do, because at this point, the attorney they're working with, the family they're serving is looking at them saying, hey, what do we do next? How do we help? What can we accomplish? And, you know, where Pinnacle can come in is help design a financial plan. And it could be the use of some sort of retail annuity option, some sort of creative design on a variety of different products, right? For us, that doesn't matter. It's truly understanding what we're trying to accomplish. And in that scenario, like I could speak to a child that we just assisted with late last year, where it was a pretty murky situation. There's a couple parties involved that were all looking to have kind of guardianship of this particular child. It was a very sad situation. What happened to put him in this position? And really, the attorneys were looking for the best way to set up this kid in their future. And unfortunately, constructive receipt took place. So it eliminated the settlement plan that was initially going to happen. And what we were able to do is actually set up a formal plan that gave this child income while he was minor that was protected. So the current guardians couldn't go out and have a long weekend at Vegas every month when those payments came in.
Yeah.
So it was designed for them. It gave him a windfall, you know, upon age and majority, so that he could pay for colleges. And in this case, if he didn't go to college, any sort of technical program or kind of, you know, further their career at that time. And then, you know, per the courts and the attorney and how they wanted it set up is because there's a decent amount of money here to play with. They actually gave the individual a piece at a later age that was designed more for a first home purchase or some sort of major milestone, like if they were going to get married or something to that extent. That was a little bit more out in the future that was available to them. So those are things where you can do a lot of that with the core settlement products and that option that a lot of the consultants use. But in this case, because of the constructive receipt element, we actually had to default to more of the traditional retail products, and that's where Pinnacle was able to come in and assist.
No, it's a fantastic example. And I know that a lot of our folks involve you on those cases. Another element of your four pillars that our folks involve you on is on the life insurance front. And if I can just make a quick comparison for our audience, so they can understand context. So on the structured settlement side, when you are working with someone who's been incapacitated or hurt, a rated age might be involved with a lifetime income stream. And that basically means there's a diminished life expectancy based upon the events that have happened, but they also consider other core morbidities. So if you have something else that's going on with from a health standpoint, it could shorten the lifespan even more. But however, it does change the benefit. It actually enhances the benefit that's provided, or decreases the cost on the structured settlement annuity stream. So it's almost as if, you know, you want as much as like things to be wrong with someone to get a better price for them. Obviously, we don't want that, but it's just how it works. On the flip side, on the life insurance side, it's the opposite. You want as little things wrong with you to get the best price possible so to have the longest life expectancy. That's just kind of the dichotomy between the two. It may not necessarily apply to the individual claimant that we're getting life insurance for, but we might be getting life insurance to other people that are around that individual because they're helping them get back to their best life or their best chance at a normal life. And losing that care or support system around that injured party would be detrimental to their potential enhancement of maximum medical improvement. So could you give us an example of where Pinnacle was able to kind of help with the life insurance aspect with a settlement plan?
Yeah, Matt, that's a great question and a great example there, because not always is it just involving the individual claimant here. At times, it's the parties at B or parties involved, right? It could be a guardian. It could be the family. It could be a spouse. So, yes, when you look at the life expectancy component and the rating here where you can, you know, have a rated age on a structured settlement annuity, that could be better, right? You get more payments at a faster pace. Life insurance, you want the opposite, right? Because it's going to cost you more with the lower rating you have.
Right.
And so that's where it's kind of twofold here. One, Pinnacle has every resource in the industry to be able to look at every carrier, an in-house underwriting team that understands complexities and different scenarios where maybe some carriers will be willing to play ball, right? And I think that's something that's very helpful, especially from the settlement consultant perspective of, here's the circumstance, here's what I have, can you find me what's out there in the marketplace? And that's what we can come back and provide. But in a separate lens, it's not always about maybe just the individual, but what are the other parties involved? How do we make sure if something were to happen to them, or if one of those individuals were to get injured, or if one of those individuals just happened to not want to come in the next day, support the continued support that they're expecting, you know, in regards to this overall plan. So yeah, maybe life insurance or disability or some sort of long-term care coverage for the individuals that are supporting it. But that's part of what we look at, right? We want to look at it on all fronts and really come in comprehensively.
Absolutely. So to end our time together, I was hoping we could talk through some of the triggering things that folks need to be aware of when it would probably make sense to get either a Ringler consultant involved or by de facto Pinnacle involved with, you know, what they're looking for from a settlement planning standpoint. So what are some things that our audience needs to understand? So this is for the claims adjusters, the claims professionals, the attorneys, other settlement consultants. What is it important takeaway that they need to be triggered by, that they need to be looking out for, that would probably require your services?
So Matt, I really appreciate the question. And it's one where your Ringler consultant, your colleagues, your friends, your partners there, there's a lot that they can do. I mean, Ringler, first off, has done a tremendous job of creating an immense amount of resources to support them and their abilities. Where Pinnacle specifically comes in is we can help above and beyond just the core settlement piece, but really in the overall financial planning, you know, spectrum that we support. So those are items where individually, if you're looking at your own life insurance, your own annuity, if you have one, your own 401k or retirement plans, or your kind of goals and objectives there, your own disability policies, or, you know, interest in some sort of long-term care discussion because you're seeing it firsthand with a family member or parent or grandparent or something that you want to look at in the sense that you have and want to just appraise. Those are elements that Pinnacle can help and really support the consultant on truly understanding what you have and understanding what you're seeking to accomplish if that current policy or potentially new policy is better for you. And we call that our appraisal. You know, just like you'd get your jewelry appraised on an annual basis, we want you to look at your items. Unfortunately, when it comes to the world of insurance, a lot of people unfortunately don't, right? They buy, they put it in a desk drawer. It's, you know, it's in your underwear drawer at home. And then, okay, if you need anything, hey, John, just so you know, it's in there. Just go grab it if something happens to me, right? And it's one where it's worth looking at referencing. And it's a situation where, and I love what you said. All right, at an open enrollment, you looked at it. A lot of times too, you know, from an employer-sponsored plan, they find that that's a sufficient amount of insurance coverage. And a lot of times it's not, especially if you look at, you know, the primary breadwinner for a family, you know, you have a stay-at-home spouse, you have kids that are at different, you know, ages, whether they're going into college or not. And those are items where, you know, the consultants and the Pinnacle team can look at this comprehensively and say, is there items that you need to be more insured, less insured? Just overall, make sure you're on the right path forward, given what you're looking at for your own financial plan.
Absolutely. Well, excellent. Morgan, I really appreciate you taking the time to share your insights, your expertise, and just to help educate our audience about our partnership together. So we appreciate it. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for having me.
If you're a fan of Ringler Radio, be sure to like and subscribe to the show on all the major podcast platforms and follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook. We'd also like to thank our Ringler Radio sponsors, American General Life Company, MetLife, Mutual of Omaha, New York Life, Pacific Life, Prudential, and USAA. To learn more about how Ringler can customize your settlement plan, contact your local Ringler consultant by locating them at www.ringlerassociates.com.
Ringler Radio is a production of Ringler Associates. All of the opinions expressed by the participants of this podcast are their own and do not represent any legal, tax, or financial advice from Ringler Associates. For more information about how to work with Ringler, visit www.ringlerassociates.com.